Rosh Chayisara. There's a lot to learn for Parashat Chayisara Moisai. Hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, we'll give our famous shmooze about the Shidduch in Yonim, which is Parashat Chayisara. Sometimes we give it now, as a mitzvah, we'll give it in Shalashudis Be'ez Hashem time. The Wittenstein home, Be'ez Hashem, discuss the Inyan of Shidduchim, which is a very, very important Yisrael, this week's Parashat, the lesson of Shidduchim. There's a big yisoid that I always speak out in this week's parasha, a word that I have, and it has to be understood in the right oifin, but it's such a powerful understanding we have to know, Rabbi Yisai, the koyach of Torah, the koyach of what Yeshiva is about. But I'll say, this week's parasha, we have the death of Sori Imenu. Sori Imenu, and it was a very, very hard time for Avraham Avinu, Vayova, Avraham, this boy, the son of Koisa. Avraham comes to cry for Sarah of Koisa. Sarah Imenu was not only his wife, but the Gedoyla Sador, she was the greatest of the generations. As she tells us in last week's parasha, that Sarah was even greater than Yavram in Nevuah. Kol asher toime elecho Sarah shma b'koilo. Everything that said over, Sarah says, listen to her voice. Hear her words. Heed her words. She is the Gdoila Sador. And Vayovoy Avram, this boy, the Sarah of Koisa. The Bechir, everybody asks before the Hesped. First you cry, and then the Hesped person cries. On the loss. But here, as the Rashi Sha'arim of Gervitz Atzal says in the Akdama, that here that the virtue that he was masked her was the Gdoila Sador, the greatest of generations. So the Hesped was on the door's lost. The generation had lost one of the greatest of heroes. One of the greatest of women. One of the greatest of compared to men. The girl is Ador. She was greater than Avram. The Levkoi said he cried for his personal loss also. But the question is, Rabbi Yisrael, the question that we have to ask over here, Rabbi Yisrael, the question that's bothering, should be bothering everybody over here, Rabbi Yisrael, is where was Yitzchak? Where was Yitzchak? Vayavoy Avram, Lispoy, the servant of Koisa. Her son, Yitzchak, wasn't there. What happened to Yitzchak, Rabbi Yisrael? It's a Tom Bombakash, Rabbi Yisrael, no? Yitzchak is the son that she designated her life for. She donated her life for. She gave up everything for this son. And he doesn't show up. He doesn't show up to Levaya. He doesn't show up to the Hesped. Where's Yitzchak, Rabbi Yisrael? Vayavoy Avram, this boy was servant of Kaisa. What happened to Yitzchak? Pasha the Kasha, Rabbi Yisrael. Anybody who learns Chumash should open the Chumash, ask the question, where's Yitzchak? The Pala de Gazal, where's Yitzchak? Yitzchak's the son that she nurtured, the son that she, her whole life, she cried for him, she davened to have this son. At 90 years old, Sarah has a child, she designates her life, she's moist and nefesh, she convinces Avram to throw Yishmael out of the house. And as he's 37 years later, Yitzchak is nowhere to be found. He doesn't come to the Levaya, he doesn't come to the Shiva. Yitzchak's not around. Rabbi said, this is a question that must be asked. Where is Yitzchak? Vayavoy Avram, this brother's servant of Koisa. And you look at the Mefarshim over here on the Chumash, no one says a word. Where in the world is Yitzchak? He didn't show up to the Levaya of his mother. He didn't come to pay gratitude to his mother who did something for him. Where is he? So I found the Shaila Rabbeinu. I finally found him before the Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Rabbeinu Bechaya on Chumash asked the question, where's Yitzchak? How come Yitzchak didn't show up? How come Yitzchak didn't show up? Yovoy Avram Lispa the soil of Paisa, Yitzchak's nowhere to be found. Says Amor de Kachidish. He says that Avram was scared to tell Yitzchak about the death of Sarah. Because if you know Rashi, how was Sarah Nifteres? She heard that Yitzchak was almost geshechted, and she chafed the pachad, and that she was Nifta. So Avram was worried that he was that. If he tells Yitzchak, Yitzchak might feel that it was his fault, that he was the court. So he didn't tell Yitzchak about the unbelievable chiddush of the Beit HaMikdash. But I wanted to say a different chiddush on both sides. Many years ago, I said this chiddush. We said, I think we heard it. We said, Shmuel's a God, does not want to add to it this year. A tremendous chiddush on both sides. I'll be mocked it with a story. It was a famous story on both sides in the time of the Volozhiner Yeshiva. The story goes that there was a Yid, a Halakhi Yid, the Rosh Yeshiva was named Rav Chaim Volozhin. Everybody knows about it. He was the first one who opened the Yeshiva. He opened the Yeshiva. And his Yeshiva was one of the most, it was the first Yeshiva, a tremendous successful Yeshiva. All the great minds came to the Yeshiva. Something like Tveres Chaim. Anyway, this yeshiva Volozhin had a bocha came to the yeshiva of Yoselo Tzlutsky. It was the name of the bocha. Of Yoselo Tzlutsky was one of the best bochrim. He came with a, not being known as one of the most choshev, one of the most smartest, but he was young when he came. He came as a very young bocha, very smart, very, very a sharp mind, an understanding mind, a deep mind, and he came to the yeshiva. Chaim Volozhin saw him right away. He saw this guy, this kid, mamish. It's like when like some of these guys come. No, it's not. Anyway, but myself, no. It's like you see, you can tell. Baruch Hashem, like you see, what our boy, like oh, yeah, see the guys like we are. We can tell that he was mamish from the best bach of that shy. So he comes to Rav Chaim Volozhin, and Rav Chaim Volozhin said, he made sure to get him good chavrusas. This guy's going to be from the Doyle Ador. 5 months after the learning, this Yossel Tzutzka is pounding away. He's there at night, he's there at day, he's pounding away. And all of a sudden, a letter comes to the Volozhin Yeshiva, addressed to the Yossel Tzutzka, and the letter comes and says that Nebuch, his father, was Nifta Nebuch. Rav Chaim Volozhin looks at the letter, he read it, he opened the letter to see, because I guess those times they looked at the letters. He looks at the letter, he puts the letter in the drawer. He hides the letter, he doesn't say anything of Yosef. A few months later, a letter comes from Yossel Tzlutzka again. The letter says there was a fire in the city and things burned down. The city burned down. In those times they used to have little huts. And if something caught fire, it would burn down a lot of the village. Kitzur, a fire broke out in the city, burnt down roiv of the city. Chaim Volozhin read the letter and put it in the drawer. He didn't tell the rest of Tzlutzka. The sisters write a letter 10 months later. Nebuch, his mother was also Nifta. Chaim Volozhin gets the letter, puts it in the drawer with the other letters. All the letters, and they keep sending letters. Yosla Tzlutzka puts Chaim Volozhin Roshiva, see all the letters, he puts it in the drawer, and he doesn't show it to Yosla. So Yosef Tzlutzka goes on to become one of the greatest rabbis, greatest talmidei chacham in the yeshivas Volozhin. And a few months after he's crowned as one of the greatest bachrim, a emissary of Talmidei Chacham, of Chashuv v'Balabatim, come to Velazhen Yeshiva, and they want to hire a Rav. They want a Rav for their shtot. So they come to V'chayim because they knew in those times you want to get a classic, a qualified, a very experienced Rav, somebody who knows his stuff. You only ask him a question. You know, like one Rav in America said, you know, the only question I got in the last 13 years is what broth you make on M&M's. Well, the M&M's are kosher. That was about it. M&M's kosher. There's a big K on the bottom of the package. It's made by Kraft, so you have to have a big K. Anyway, but the Maisa was a suffix if the K meant kosher or was just a big K for Kraft. He wasn't sure. After eating it, the guy came to ask the Shaila and the Rav if it was kosher or not. But anyway, getting back to the Maisa, so but those times they had shver shahs. In those times they used to have shilas with animals, treifas, with treif or kosher. You had to know your stuff really well. You had to know how to go out your day, Shulchan Aruch very well. They'd have stam shahs. The butcher would come with a shaila, and he would say, you know, is it kosher, is it treif, is it this, is that, and they had to inspect the lungs. Yeah, it was like today, you know, just throw it away. So the surplus. In those times, they couldn't throw away stuff. If the meat was not kosher, it would mean, you know, they could be have no meat for the whole year. They had one cow, one like a little skinny Jimmy cow, and over there they would shecht it, yunt it, and if it wasn't kosher, that's it. You know, mock liver. What are they going to eat now? It's not like they had a surplus of cows. So the Rav had to be mamish on the board. They had hired a Rav. He had to know his stuff. When it came to the Chaim Rosh, you want the best guy that you have to be the Rav, the Obed, you know, the Pascha, Chayshim Mishmar. Shaz Chayshim Mishmar, to know Chayshim Mishmar, you rabbi said. You know what it means to know Chayshim Mishmar? To know Evan Ezra, this Chas Hashem, a Shaila, to know Hilchas Nida, to know Hilchas this, Hilchas that. You gotta know it all backwards and forwards on his hand. Not like, you know, you go to the Rav, Shaila, call me back in a few days, then he goes into his office and calls his rabbi. Say, what's the din, you know? He has smicha, you know? On the back of the smicha is the number of his rabbi. So he has all the shayla. Well, he has a shver shayla, just give me 1 minute. He runs into his office, he opens up his English books. He says, mutter or treif, you know? Oh, I couldn't find it in Shimon Ida's book. The Rav has to know where the paskin. Like, I remember there was a shayla in there, you saw a Baltimore, once heard there were two, Rudin was giving a shayla to people that were going for smicha. So they came to this, so Rav Rudin wanted to get the Shabbos. So he says, if a guy has a bloody nose on Shabbos, so he's asking his Talmidim, if a guy has a bloody nose on Shabbos, are you allowed to take out a napkin? Are you allowed to do a napkin and you know, wipe your nose? Because it's a shilat, you're coloring the napkin. So they're clearing back and forth. He says, by the time you know the answer, the guy will bleed to death. The Rav has to know the answers on his fingertip. You know, it's a shilat, it's a local domizer. A Rav is to be a Rav, you have to know. The Shabbos on Shabbos, on Shabbos, a lot of you Mechal Shabbos. On one hand, if you Chas V'Shalom, you tell him the wrong things, Mechal Shabbos. On the other hand, Chas V'Shalom, the guy can do it, Pekuch Nefesh. You have to know on your fingertips, you have to have a claw, you can't start clicking. Well, I don't know, you know, the guy, you know, his blood is dripping out all over the place. This guy, it's like Shaila in the Poiske, if you're a Kiva Egg, and this guy, like, had blood all over his body. Can you tell me the answer, please? Get me another tissue. Childbirth, child, everything. The guy has to be on the ball. Yeah, no, you know, I'm not sure. It's a suffix. What are you supposed to do with it? He has a bloody nose. It's a suffix. Use a plunger. I don't know. What are you supposed to do? Anyway, Shinui. Anyway, the kids are, but the price at the end of the day, so give us the best guy. He said, I have the perfect guy. And he brought in Harav Hagoin Hagodor of Yosef Tzlutzku. Now with the God of Hador. He was young, but that was one of the most chashuv mamash, a giant in Torah and halacha and everything. He says, here's the guy, and they met him. He knew how to speak, he knew how to say drushes, he knew everything. Kol HaTorah Kula, backwards and forwards and backwards, everything he knew. Like some guys know some songs, backwards or forwards, anyway, what's the next word in that song? No problem. What was that line? You know, two guys were arguing once after this. Man. What was that line, that movie? No, that wasn't the line! I got it wrong. He said, banana, I wasn't say apple. You got the wrong line. You guys don't know. You haven't seen that. Now you know, you don't have your phone anymore. You haven't chazmin those episodes. Episode 21 in the 16th minute He burped. No, it wasn't. It was episode 22, you guys. You ain't know nothing. Okay, I can't chaz it tonight. The Shiva has my... Anyway. Come on. Who's friends with who? Who's friends? You know, episode friends, number 26. Who's friends with who? They used to be friends. They were friends. They want to be friends. They could be friends. Maybe they'll go on Facebook and they'll ask them to be a friend. Whatever. Somehow we'll be friends. Episode 26. Episode 27. Evolved it. What are you talking about? How did I spend my last summer? I chazed 16 times. Kitzo, but these guys, mamish, shas, poiskin, everything, on their fingertips. So they interviewed him, they saw he was holding all over, everything. They said, Reb Chaim, we want this man. He sat in the office, he signed the contract. Justice Suki was so happy. He knew that he had sisters and family back home to help out. He wasn't so pimp. He knew that his family wasn't so rich. His father didn't make a good living. He didn't even know that his father and mother were not around anymore. And his family. And he was so proud now he's going to make a living and he's going to have a parnasa, everything. So after the Emissary left, he was sitting with his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Volozhin. And Reb Chaim Volozhin was thinking, I'm so proud of you, Reb Yossel, you accomplished. I just want to show you some letters that I got while you were here. Took out the letters, and so Slitska starts to read letter after letter. The house burned down, this tragedy, that tragedy. And his face is turning white and white, and he fainted on the spot. When he woke up, Chaim Volozhin told him, "What?" He said, "Are you okay?" "Yeah." "What?" He said, "Rebbe, I don't understand. How could Rebbe not tell me this whole everything was going on?" So Chaim Volozhin said, "You see what the Sutton will do. What the Sutton will do to stop a person from becoming a great, great Talmud Chacham and Gam Gadol HaDor. He'll try every which way to do it. The Sofer Shel Dover, I knew that was the Maaseh Sutton, and therefore I hid the letters. This is a Maaseh brought down. I saw this Maaseh myself in the book. And I was always wondering about that. How did Reb Chaim Volozhin take it upon his plates to pass in the Shaila? Not to reveal the letters. Okay, you're right. Could be true. He would have went back. He would have been always panosa. This, that. How can he take it on his shoulders? Where did he get the places? Where's the makor for such a halacha? She said it's misvara rather. So I think I found the makor of this. It's a foolish apostle in Chumash. Rayovoy Avram lispoy lisora vilib koisa. Avram comes to cry, so we ask, where's Yitzchak? What happened to Yitzchak? Last week's parasha, boys. They come back from the Akedas Yitzchak. Yitzchak is offered on the Mizbeach. They come back, boys. Abram put Yitzchak on the Mizbeach. And they come back. So the Pasuk says, if anybody was noticed in last week's parasha, right after they came back from the Akedah, what does it say? The case says, right after they came back in the Akedah, everybody saw it. After Avram sees it, it says like this, Vayoshav Avram el Na'orov, Vayakumo Yechudah. Avram returns to his messenger boys, of Yishmael and whoever, and they go back to Be'er Sheva. I have a simple question again, I'm asking these questions left and right. What do you mean, Vayoshav Avram, Rabbi? Somebody's missing from the plot. Where's Yitzchak? Where's Yitzchak again? Yitzchak seems to be missing a lot of these stories over here. Yitzchak, I think, from my last recollection, and last time I saw my coloring book, two people went to do the Akedah. I think he can't do the Akedah with one person. Two people went. It was Yitzchak and Avram. Where was Yitzchak? Found the answer in the Medrash. Medrash says that Avram sent Yitzchak to learn in yeshiva. After the Akedah, after he was so successful, he sent him to learn in yeshiva Shem Ve'ed. Why? Dr. Medrash, Avram saw that he was able to go through such an Akedah. He was able to be so successful. He was able to go through all the 10 different instructions Hashem gave him. Said, according to the Medrash, brings a marshal, but the story of the Medrash is, we had Avram garnish the power to to be able to do this, say that it goes wrong, and turn, learning turn, from understanding turn, from connecting to turn. From Pilchazer, from this spool of thread, this Ashayat, this is the marriage. This is why I became rich. This is why I was successful in life. This is why I was able to go through life and be successful, because I had Torah in me. If I'm going to send my son, Yitzhak, to go learn Torah. So, me, Kedusha me, and me, that this is the Pshat of Rav Chaim Volozhin, and he get it from. Rav Chaim Volozhin said that Avram also understood how important that Yitzhak should be by the Hesped. But he said something very much more important right now. The Satan has a plan, as Rashi said. He went ahead now and took away Rivka, took away Sarah from the world. He made a whole cheshbon why to tell her about the Akedah, and she's part of the Shema, she went out from the world. He had a plan. The nice Satan, as Rashi said. What was he trying to do? Trying to pull Yitzchak out of Yeshiva. What's that going to do? But that's the power. That is the power to which Yitzchak can develop into the greatest person in the world. Torah builds a person. Torah develops a person. Torah changes a person. Avram said, what I became. How I was able to go through the shyness. I was able to be successful. I was able to be have a successful life. It was because I learned in Teshiva Shem Ve'Eiver. I'm sending Yitzchak there. And nothing is going to be not free of him right now. So he understood that the Maisa that she came now trying to take away Sarah was a Maisa Sotan, as Rashi says. For what? The Sotan knew the power of learning Torah. And he knew that this, if I get Yitzchak out of the yeshiva, I bring him back, that's it, get him out, distract him, he'll never become who he became. This is the, I believe, as I said, is the makor, is the source. From where Rav Chaim Volozhin took his psak, not to take a breath, not to tell a breath of all the tragedies. Because he understood that nothing could be more important right now than learning Torah and developing into the person that you truly become through the power of Torah. Powerful words. Very powerful. Well, the Maaser, boys, we have to understand this is something that the Yetzirah and the Satan work so strong at. And when we're in yeshiva, the Satan's going to work on all different means and ways and opportunities and ways to distract us. For what? Because he knows the power of what Torah can do. How Torah can take a person and change him totally. How Torah can develop a person. How Torah can build a person. How Torah can take a person and change him in one direction to the next. And build his foundations and his constitution and build him up into the greatest person. That the Satan has no power. So what is he going to do? What's his agenda? What's his kampf, the Satan? Find ways to get that guy out of the base. Get him out of the base. Today you don't have to even get him out of the base. Get him out of the base in the base. This thing, and that distraction, and this distraction, anything but learning. You know, Rabbi Chofetz Chaim says unbelievable words. Rabbi Chofetz Chaim says, Rabbi Chofetz, I have a question. You know, in a couple weeks, Parsha, there's going to be a famous story. Everybody has it in their coloring. Everybody has the coloring books. This is page 16 on in everybody's coloring book from Mora Guy is Gone, where everybody was in preschool. Everybody remembers Mordechai is Gone, and page 16 was the fight between the angel and Jacob. Jacob fought with Esau's angel. They fought. And then all the Mordechai told you to take out that black crayon and do it all over Esau! Blacken him! With the face! And for Jacob, nice pink or yellow color. But you had those angry kids. They made Jacob black! Schwarzer! It was a black. black against black fight. And the real angry kid, you couldn't tell anything over there. He blacked everything. The whole book was black. Take him to a psychologist. But everybody remembers the fight. We all remember the coloring books of Oisai. I have one question. This is not my question. The Chofetz Chaim's question. Oh, sorry. The Chofetz Chaim's question of Oisai. The Chofetz Chaim asks, why did Esau's angel only attack Jacob? We could have, in the beginning of the year, we could have blackened Abraham's face with the angel. Why do we have to wait to page 16 in the coloring books? In page 6, we could have had it already with Abraham. Why did the angel come to attack Avraham? Yitzchak, what's he want with Yaakov? So the Chofetz Chaim says an humble and powerful word. The Chofetz Chaim says like this with us. The Yitzchak doesn't mind if a guy says to Tehillim all day. He crosses old ladies across some young ladies also across the street. Doesn't mind. Some Bachman are very courteous. All day in Geula, they're showing different directions, all different people. Okay? They happen not to have yarmulkes, most of the people they show. But listen, chesed! Olam chesed ibadah! I do chesed every... The girls have chesed houses, they go once a week. I also, every Friday in Geula, I'm a chesed guy. You need pizza geula, pizza uri, come, I'll show you the way. They go all the distance. Every psio, chesed! They even maybe offer the wine, bislik, whatever the guy's name, the ice cream store is. Maybe I could buy you some. Zislik! That's it, Rabbi Sai. I forgot my bikis, I haven't chazed it. Zislik! How about a nice cherry ice cream? Such a chval chesed. I wish in yeshiva with the boys he was such a bad guy. But listen, we can't at least something. At least he's not other places on Friday. At least he's in Geula. He wants to bring the Geula. So he goes to Geula and he does chesed. He's like a traffic policeman, showing everybody. Oh, the change places over here. The change places here. The peanut store is here. Gevaldik. He's a bucky in all the nut stores. Baruch Hashem, Mashiach is over there. Baruch Hashem. But anyway, that's what he's busy with. The Yetzer Hara doesn't have a problem with you doing Chesed all day, saying Tehillim all day, fasting, says the Chofetz Chaim all day. Fast, no problem. One thing he doesn't want: anything but learning. Anything. Fast, say Tehillim. Eat chillin' Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday afternoon, Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos day. 16 times I eat chillin' over the weekend, Baruch Hashem. And I'm eating Sunday night to set the all-time record. Chillin'. I'm mamish makbid on a chillin' fest every Shabbos. I have to have Thursday night at Ellie's, Friday morning at Belly's, Friday afternoon at Smelly's, Moitzi Shabbos, and who knows where, Kumzitz, Malava Malka, this, that, I'm makbid to eat cholent. Every time, I make a bracha on it, Rebbe, I make a bracha! Shalo Asani Isha! They don't like cholent. Every time I eat it. But anyway, he eats cholent, he tastes. He's a big makbid on Torameha. He wakes up every day for Torameha. Every Friday afternoon, he wakes up for Torameha. He's makbid. He's feeling he has a problem with the Torameha. He's very into tasting all the food for Shabbat that he has to do. And everything, Baruch Hashem. But what about learning? Yitzhar is not going to let him do it. Fast. This, go here, go there, go on this trip, go this, to do that. Anything but learning. So the Chavis, I want. Yaakov Avinu was the semel of Torah. He's after Torah because he says that's the ammunition to destroy the Yetzer Hara. Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tava. Says the Gemara Kedushin, and Pogav L'chom Menuvel Zeh. If that Menuvel, The Gemara calls him Menovel Rabbi Zah. The Yetzirah, we call him in Polichom Menovel Zah. What does she do? Mashchel the Beis HaMedrash. Take him to the Beis HaMedrash. Start learning. In Evan Hu, he'll misboitze. In Eishu, the Gemara says, whatever he form in Tari Kais, he's gone. So he had to her, says, I don't want them learning. That's the end of me. I'm going to let them learn. That's the end. We'll talk about learning. We'll talk about an idea about learning. We'll talk about a yeshiva that I should go because I should be learning. And this and that. Well, everything about learning. But actually learning, everything's good. We'll give money to the what's it called, the Vado Lomi. We'll give money to the Tztoka, Kupat HaIr, Kupat HaDis, Kupat HaDat. We'll do everything under the sun except for learning. Because the Yetzer Hara knows that if I learn, I'm going to change. If I really learn, I'm going to be a solid person. If I learn stark, I'm going to become a really solid person. I'm going to be starker. He's gone! He's finished! He becomes nothing! He's wiped off the map! So he says that's his battle. That's his battlefield. He'll do every which way to stop you. Distractions upon distractions upon distractions upon distractions. And the Yetzer Hara in our generation is Chas v'Shalom putting out the final battle. I got to distract them with every single little bit of things. It used to be, if you came into the base, as the Gemara says, you were saved. Now, in the base, he has 16 different things beeping on his down. He sounds like one Chas v'Shalom, one of those heart machines. He has 16 different types of things beeping and pumping and pooping and this. I was once sitting with a guy in the base, he started to vibrate himself. I said, are you okay? No, I have three phones going at the same time. One on my backside. I had to hold him down. He's always having convulsions. No, it's only my 16 beeper. I can learn. What do you mean? What's going on here? What's going on? This guy's kicking his nose in West Virginia. That guy's eating a tomato in East Virginia. This guy's status. That guy's status. He's doing what's going on. What's up? He's texting. Look, Rebbe, I can text without seeing the note in my pocket. He's texting. I thought he's playing the violin, the organ. Meanwhile, he just texted six people. And he ate a tortilla chip and stuck between his back tooth and his front tooth. Now 65 people in New York know about the tortilla chip. In the meantime, what was the pshat? What did Tosfos mean? I forgot the whole chesh. Let's go back again. Let's start again. And he walks out of Sadie. He has no bill. He doesn't know where he's going. He's coming. He made three business deals. He's flying to Mexico next week. His great-great-grandmother came out of the kever. Who knows what happened? There's things going on all over the world. He doesn't know. What'd you learn today? I don't know. I learned about the capital of Hawaii. I don't know what I learned over here. He's working so strong. You know what this is? Final battle. Distractions! Distractions! Bum ba da dum bum bum ba da dum bum. Distraction! Any which way to get the guy to be movable, his das movable, he can't focus, he can't concentrate, he knows he spends a half hour, 40 minutes without any distraction. Focus, getting Shantuji, understanding with clarity, understanding with until the end, the best of his knowledge, and having a clearer voice out. When he takes that, nothing in the band to it, and he's gone! So he's not gonna let you! It's such a game! And we keep falling for just one more thing I gotta take care of. Today I'm gonna learn just one more thing. It's 12:30 at night, you've been busy all day. There's one more little thing! I gotta do this and gotta do that. I gotta go to the cleaners, go back from the cleaners, carry here, there, bam, boo, ba, ba. time it was 6 in the afternoon, and it is them, someone called, come over, we're going to eat chillin' now, again, boo, he's dead, he comes back nights, and so he says, come over, we got this, and they're going to go here, this guy's born, that guy's chasana, this guy's this, and that guy's that. By the time he gets there, nothing, again, another day, down the pits. It's our one again, Gewaldig! He has no weapons. The guy's naked. He has no weapons. Can't do anything against me because he can't get to the base. And he can't even get to the, he can't sit down and learn. He's finished. I have him in my pocket. He's just licking his chops. Wow, this is Gewaldig. Get it, bro. Get those iPhones. Get those balls. Get this. Get that. Get people to call. This and that. Every single thing of us. Our minds are moving, but we can't sit for a few minutes even. Our minds are in 16,000 places. Someone asks you, what's the biggest problem of the generation? I think this is, if we want to cut into a crutch, this is the problem. We can't stay focused. As it is, people have problems getting focused. ADB, BDC, CBC, ABC, ABH, ADC, whatever it is, whatever it is. But the my superficial though, as is, we have a hard time for it. And with everything else on our minds, how is a guy supposed to concentrate on the Gemara? There's so many things on his mind, what he has to do, what he wants to do, what he could do, what he should do, what he wants to do. And then he has the people calling him and telling him this and that. That guy's calling me, let's go on a trip already. You learned so shock already, 2 days already in his mind. Time for a break, vacation. It's Beis Cheshvan. So I'm a service man. What are you doing in this bed? Let's go for a vacation now. We need a vacation. Let's go up north and down south. We'll go to the valve. We're going to visit Kfarim. The Baba Bali. We're going to his keva. Never heard of him, neither did I, but it's a new keva they found. Down south, all the way in the land of a lot of fun. Over there they found Baba Bali's keva. We're doing far again. It's a mitzvah trip. More mitzvahs than you think. But anyway, Levisa. What's he doing? Where is he? He's lost. But when you saw it, you have to realize what the Yisoid is. The Yitzhakar is fighting the battle to get you out of the base, any which way. And you have to realize what is that. That survival of the fittest, and to be able to build your character, and to build the person you're going to become, and to become the greatest person that you can become, is in the base and is in these years. There's a murder to get chiddush in the Ur Zeruah. Even though we paskin, Rabbi says, that for Talmud Torah, you'll have a mevatel for every mitzvah. So is the halacha, Rabbi says. But the maisa. Every mitzvah mevatel, that's going to be a mitzvah overes. You have to mevatel. That's the Gemara says, "Amoy kon tesa mibeis." You have to mevatel for every mitzvah. The Azarua says that a person learning in yeshiva doesn't have to mevatel for any mitzvah. I don't know if we pask it that way, but the Azarua says that you're learning shimush tamidei chachamim. You're learning by your rebbe, which means you're in yeshiva. You don't have to move out because now you're building your foundation of who you're going to become. If you're going to be interrupted, if you're not going to be able to accomplish what you need to accomplish, and you're not going to have continuity and consistency, it's not going to go to us. Everybody knows the story of Bozer. Rabbi Akiva learned for 12 years. Finally, 40 years, he started to learn Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. And he was sitting there with the little kids in Kita, a 40-year-old man. And he started to learn. And he started to enjoy learning. But he hated it. He started to learn. He started to get into it. And his wife said, but you have to go for 12 years straight. He went for 12 years. And he came back after 12 years with 12,000 Talmidim. He was already a Rebbe. He was a Choshev Yid from the Choshev Hador already. And he came back to the house. And he hears a conversation between Mrs. Akiva and Mrs. Bernstein, the next door neighbor, Sandra Bernstein. And Mrs. Sandra Bernstein says, Mrs. Akiva, I don't believe you. Are you out of your noodles? How do you do such a thing? You're sitting here cutting your hair every day, and you're going ahead and selling your hair, living like a pauper. Where's hubby? Where's your husband? They had a child already. You sure his name was? He doesn't even seem to have the kids. You're slaving here like a lady. 12 years you haven't seen your husband. Me and Danny, my husband, Danny Bernstein, the lawyer, we get together every night. We talk. I serve him his meal. Pulls up his suspenders, burps, puts his stomach on the table, enjoying Charles' company. I have to sew his pants from time to time. He's eating a little too much lately. We spent so much time together, and we had your hobby. We happen to be getting divorced next week, but it's a different story. He broke my bed, sat on it. But anyway, where's your army? 12 years! So Rebbe Yonatan Akiva says, what do you mean? If I would have the opportunity, if he would listen to me, another 12 years! Are you crazy? Yeah, another 12 years. He was outside hearing the conversation. He overhears Mrs. Bernstein screaming. He overhears Mr. Bernstein burping! And he turns around and he walks back to Yeshiva. And the Velt asks the Kasha, Nescafe. Nescafe. What's wrong with Nescafe? Come in and have a cup of coffee. That's it. Go back. A cup of coffee. That's all. With Rebbe Akiva, can have a cup of coffee. Have the Bernsteins come over. Grab some custard pie. A little get together of the neighbors. Back to Yeshiva. Zokta Chaim Shmulevitz. Yeshiva's near, because there's an equation. 12 and 12 doesn't equal 24 years. 24 years straight equals 24 years. But 12 years and a break in another 12 years doesn't equal 24 years. It's 12 and another 12. As he said, you heat up an egg. Two eggs only of us. We heat up two eggs. And then it gets to about boiling point. And then you take it off the pot, the oven. And it cools down, and then you put it on again and it heats up again. If we add up all the heat together, this egg should have been mamish hard boiled. But it doesn't get hard boiled, the boy said. It's in between cooled off. You have to start all over again. Because 12 and 12 doesn't equal 24. 24 years straight equals 24. That's why no Nescafe for Rebbe Akiva. No Nescafe. Because he knew that 24 years later he'd come back as the greatest, maybe in the history of the generation, but that. A man who at 40 started to learn. He didn't know ape, pardon the expression. And now he's coming back as the greatest of the generation 24 years later. But it doesn't make sense. The answer is, because a koyach of Torah, without distractions, has the power to make somebody who was pastrami and eggs, to make him into a 17-ounce steak. You can take a bacha who beforehand was Larry Hoover. And later on, he's Rav HaGoyin of a Hanan Hoover. Shlita. You laugh for your birthday. Stories upon stories. These guys came to Or Sameach, and they couldn't even say the word Or Sameach. No, that's not how we say it. Or Sameach. Or Sameach. No, that's not how you say it. 20 years later, the guy's giving Shia Kloli. He still may be saying Rabbi Kika, but he's saying with a Shia Kloli with the teepers. You don't even understand what he's talking about. This guy could talk. He didn't even know what who. He didn't know what the brachas was. He knew nothing. He came from somewhere in Ohio. He came on the what's it called, birthright trip with an I Love Israel T-shirt. Dum 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 dum. And he was very attracted to the trip because somebody else was coming along with him with her I Love Israel T-shirt. I Love Israel. That's his first name. And he was so excited, and then he got tapped by the wall. He got tapped at the wall. And someone said, maybe you want to come to a yeshiva. And he came in, and here he is today. That Israel man, Rebbe Yisrael. He gives a shir now. In the mirror. The guy couldn't pronounce. He couldn't even know Aleph Beis. He's giving a shir in the mirror. He's becoming the Rosh Yeshiva of Or Sameach. What happened? Torah, my son. He threw himself into Torah. No distractions, no friends, no enemies, no nothing. He threw himself, he locked himself into the yeshiva, he threw away the key. And he ended up becoming an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. There's no terutzer, my son. Whatever you can become, you're going to become through Torah, my son. You don't understand that, but Torah has a power. Torah can make you into a different person, because we see it around us. We don't have to go looking into all the yeshivas. We see it here, boys. That guys came in here looking like who knows what, boys. We're gonna get the before, you know, like in the barbershops and Mickey's, whatever that place is. You have the pictures of who came into the barbershop. We should have guys coming here the before and after pictures, boys. You know, like the weight loss pictures. You got like 785 pounds. Next thing you see, it was like 16 pounds. Wow. Only problem is it's a different guy. But anyway, the mic says, try my weight loss program. You know, you see this guy, Mamish, you never saw a guy heavier than that. You know, the Mamish, unbelievable. You never see, and then you see a guy, he's really Mamish, 60 days, this guy lost 647 pounds. You know, he looks like, you know, he's going to die. He's so skinny. And the mic said, yeah, they didn't say he fasted for 45 days straight, but that didn't tell you. He took this special diet, the grapefruit diet. Anyway, well, you see the before and after. In this yeshiva bus, you can see pictures of that. Before they came in, everybody said, who knows what they look like? I don't know where they came from. Who knows where? But who knows with the hair and this and that, long, this, that. Who knows what they were on? Who knows what they were off? At the end of the day, and here they are, everybody said, Mamish learning and shtagging. Like, what happened? What's the ingredient? What happened? What happened to this guy? He started to learn Torah. Torah talks to the neshama, it gets deep inside the body, and it wrenches out all the tumor, and it purifies the body, and it changes the person. He walks out like he went through a machine, like a machine. It's unbelievable. But there's one tonight. If you want to really change, you want to grow, you want to establish yourself, I'm not saying now that your whole life you'll be able to do that. Maybe yes, maybe not. But these years of us, don't for long, don't let them go, don't be distracted. Become the man you could become. Look around you, but you're not worse than any one of these guys. And one of the guys who went through this place, and one of the guys who went through all the Balachuma yeshivas, you're not worse in one way, probably even half better. But the difference is, boy, you gotta throw yourself in there and throw away the key. Not be distracted, not running here, running there, running this. Throw yourself in. And guarantee, you heard it today, you will change, you will grow, you will become a better person, a more refined person. About me, this guy walked in as an animal,
an animal in midos, an animal in anger, an animal in this. Torah has the koyach to change. We should understand this. We should realize what Torah can do with us. Torah can make a person into such a refined character. We should spend our time in the right way. Use it out of us. You're not going to have these years later on. Build ourselves into the person we can become through the koyach of Torah. And zoycha be'ezer Hashem yisbarach. To grow and to become and to reach the potential that we really have inside of us, Rabbi Yisrael. We have so much unlocked potential, we don't realize it. We don't realize the potential we have, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the scary thing. How many people have so much potential? It's locked up. He needs a key of Torah to unlock it. But he's not letting the key open the lock. He's staying locked up. He can be great for himself, for his family. He can be great. He can be a leader. Whether it's in Ascot or whatever it's going to be, he can be a leader. But he has to unlock it. And that's Torah. I just read a book. The book is about a balabos. That's why I'm saying it over. People, I knew him from Flatbush. They wrote a book in an art school, a very good book called Shloime, about Shloime Grois. Very, very, very big philanthropist. And obviously, you look at the book, you read the book, you have a chance to read it, because you read about the Goyim, and sometimes you think, I'm not going to be a God. And that's not true either. People underestimate what they could become, obviously. I'm sitting in front of you guys saying a shir, and saying a shmuz, and saying a rashi with a frak, or whatever. It shows that a person who was a modern Orthodox boy can become somebody, and sitting and be a Rosh Yeshiva is a riot to the whole Yisrael of the Shemur Jebus. But chutz from that, Rabbi Yisrael, about a boss. But you see, Rabbi Yisrael, how he grew until the end of his life. It was a short night life, Nebuch. What he accomplished in his life, Rabbi Yisrael, but he accomplished it through Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. He was a Bar Chesed, but he started to make a Seder to learn, and he didn't miss that Seder. And he had a hard time sitting, like mostly. You read the book, it's unbelievable. He couldn't sit at the yeshiva to yeshiva. He couldn't sit. And then he started, as he got older, to get into it and to learn every day. And that unlocked greatness in him. Unbelievable greatness. You read the stories about him. The greatness of his love of Torah, the greatness of him as he was a refined person, how he became such an unbelievable person, his growth. But it came through unlocking that greatness, through putting that key of Torah into him. I have an undistracted Seder every day, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what I'm asking. What's the Paul Yossi? Great shmooze, Rebbe. I liked it. I laughed. I hit my guy on the side. We laughed together. It was gewaldig. What are we taking from the shmooze, Rabbi Yisrael? Let's make a small Kabbalah. I know it's not Rosh Hashanah time. A small Kabbalah. And I'm not going to ask something that's above your ability. But when you're in the base, let's narrow it to that. Those 3 minutes a day, no. But when you're in the base, whenever you can get to the base, let's shut off everything that could distract us. And I'm not talking if you have something on you, you don't have something on you. If you have something on you, for sure, shut it off. But if you don't have something on you, you have other things in your mind that are also beeping in your head, even if they're not physically on you. Shut it off. Get into the base. If it's for an hour, you can do it. 45 minutes, 45. I'm not telling you to do what you can't do. I can only do 45 minutes. I can only do an hour straight. But that hour straight, put your head in the books and just learn. Just learn, man. Just learn. Don't talk about butterflies. Don't talk about string beans. Last night's beets. Tomorrow's potato barakas. Friday's Mashiach's Barry Nim nuts that we throw all over the yeshiva. We decorate the yeshiva every week. Thank you for the beautiful painting. We're not going to talk, we're not going to walk, we're not going to this. We sit there by the Gemara and take, internalize the message. I guarantee, listen here, I guarantee it's going to be pleasurable experience. Remember this for life. This will be the most important. most pleasurable experience she'll have. No distractions, no talking about stupidity during that hour. If you go out the whole night, talk about everything you want under the sun. But that hour, those 45 minutes, totally engrossed, involved, using your head. You'll take it in the voice and say, you want more. And it will unlock that potential. It will make you into the greatest person that you can become. You brought son, you should take the lesson, unlock our greatness, become all of us great, great people for God's sake.